Hello there, folks. Ronnie Romance here, and I'm here to talk to you today about tire inserts. When it comes to riding rigid, we gotta run real low pressures. That's how we get the grip, that's how we get the cush. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of cush, I've recently installed CushCore tire insert inside this crust 27.5, 650B, whatever you want to call it, rim. Rim brake rim, super lightweight rim. And I'm using a very light casing here, the Ultra Dynamico Mars 27.5 by 2.3 race casing.
So as many of you know, running lower pressure in your tires is a great way to get some analog suspension technology in your technology that can also be analog. It's an easy way. It's a no-frills way. It can be a no-frills way. I take that back. You can get really convoluted with the analog technology, don't get me wrong. But there's something more rewarding about it, you know? I don't know. You're not working with hydraulic fluid, you're working with air pressure. And in this case, tire inserts and tubeless sealant and some patience.
Dang it. So let's go catch up with myself in the Big Bend region of West Texas.
So, you know, my first Western mountain bike ride of the season, and I always, gotta remember those rocks are sharp out here, and I'm pinching flats left and right. Yesterday was no exception. I got this CushCore stuff, and it says right here, total confidence. That's what I'm looking for in life. Go bigger, corner harder, ride fast. I want to do all three of those things.
You strike me as a person that has confidence issues.
Yeah. 140 grams each. I mean, they really don't feel that like you're adding that much, you know?
So this is like a post unboxing video. Happened. Yeah, we didn't even see you unbox it. Here's the product.
Here's the product right here. Everyone has told me, even around here at the camp, that these things are real hard to put on. Real hard to put on. So, and you can see it, just this little notch fits right in the channel of the rim here. And I could already tell this is gonna be a pain in the ass. Oh God, this is gonna suck.
You're not.
Really, it's like already super tight.
Just those big muscles. This is gonna be great. This is what I love.
Kyle.
This is what I love at breakfast.
This is what I'm looking at already. Yeah, it's going to be like real tight getting it on.
Yeah, just do it sew-up style. You step on it and
step on it. Okay. Yeah, I can already tell this is going to be a real...
The new ones especially, like, I'd almost say you want to leave it in the sun.
Leave it in the sun to get it
to
all...
To help your butt.
That's a good tip.
Are you already quitting? We're at 2 minutes in. You're quitting. You do need total confidence.
You do. I need total confidence.
Total confidence for the install.
Okay. Okay. Oh.
Total confidence.
Total confidence.
And then
now,
just make sure you line up one of these with the valve hole.
Oh, shit.
You can just, like, rotate it.
It started there.
Yeah.
I can rotate this? Shit. Yeah, maybe once it's out.
You know, nice filthy work environment.
Okay.
All right, we're only 3 minutes in now. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
I'm pretty proud of you.
Okay, so now you're saying the soapy water...
On the tire, on the face of the tire, and on the rim.
Because you got to get that. All right. Hey, should I do that right now, too?
Oh, where's the valve?
The valve's not in here yet.
That might have been step one.
Oh, shit.
Why would you not put the valve in first? What were you thinking?
Well, it'll be easier second time because now you stretch it like a soap. Now it'll go on, no problem.
Okay, that's, I see.
Valve is step one.
I see it now.
Because it allows a little bit more room for air to flow to inflate it.
Now, of course. The real question is, what are you going to do about soapy water? Do you have soapy water?
Doesn't look like it. I own soap.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. So, Cubby says we gotta lube up this entire system with soapy water. Here's the proof. I got soap.
Let's talk about what you're liking so far about this this product.
What we like so far is pretty evident. It's race gray. Let me see, it's a race compound. So you can not only have race compound on the outside of your wheel, you could have it on the inside also. It's like race compound under the hood.
Is this your, like, your year rationing of soap you're dipping into here?
I've never used this much soap before. All right, so let's,
yeah, on top. You know the trick?
You're right. Yeah, on top.
If your hands get a little fatigued, that's good.
We're going to go on top of the garbage.
Because you can, like, really leverage it.
I'm generally feel pretty good about it. I feel safe next to a garbage can. So it's good. All right. I'm going to get a little soapy water solution here. We're going to go back to the trash.
You're saying tire lever, definitely need the tire lever.
Yeah.
We got our new tire.
And then... So, like, as you're putting the tire on, the tire is going to want to slip off the other side. So I use Volet straps to lock it in place so it can't slip off. And then you can work your way around the other direction to lock it in.
Okay. All right, we've got those. I think I have them in gray also.
Yeah, that's important.
Point out this is a 650B trash can. Perfect fit. Look at that. Dynamic choice. The dynamic choice!
I'm losing confidence already. Alright, I'm just gonna wrap it.
There's something about endeavoring to do this sort of a task outside of your home garage where you're in your comfort zone, you know? There's something really risque even, about doing this on a 650B trash can in the middle of the desert. Yeah. My confidence is rapidly deteriorating here.
Okay, so, filling that up. This is gonna suck. All right, so I'm gonna push it in, I guess.
It already looks impossible, and you haven't even started.
Gonna push it all in.
Oh, man.
See, that's why I think I'm going to be able to do this with a floor pump. I mean, the bead's going to be pushed into the seat. You know, like it's... The bead's... Like you're pushing it. You see what I'm saying, Pat?
Come on, really get in there. Right. You're not really pushing much. You're just kind of like...
You've got to...
Gently.
Which I'll be with here.
Yeah, it's looking right. Okay.
It's working.
Okay, confidence returning.
No.
Get ahead of yourself now.
I was on a roll there for a second.
Okay, we're back live. You're almost all the way around. Now's the real... crux of this size.
It's coming. I mean, it's got enough stretch to it. The Kush core does. Come on.
Pop up.
Okay. Is it all in there?
Now it's like stuck to the trash
can.
Okay,
now it's mounted. Now it fits with most of your bikes. Now it's literally fits with most of your bikes. Just leave it there. It'll roll like that.
There we go.
It's a front tire, so you're good. Just
this is amazing. This 650B trash can. This is incredible. I don't know. Maybe this would go a lot differently with a 700C trash can.
Yeah, but we don't know. We'll never know.
This is good. This is good stuff. And look at that. We're still pretty well lined up.
Okay. All right.
Certainly not. Get some creosote in there. Okay, that was good. We're pretty much, it's by all accounts, this is the home stretch right here. Just gonna see how much we have to stretch.
Yeah, okay.
Pop on me, baby. Okay, come on now. Okay.
And you're just bear hugging this trash can with your knees right now. Yeah. You're just fully embracing it.
This trash can and I are sharing an intimate moment.
Uh-huh.
But we're about to master something that was supposed to be pretty hard to do.
Well, you had some pro tips back there, which I think helped.
That's it.
Okay. Okay. Great.
That's
okay.
It. It's in.
You look so happy. Okay.
Tear this up without sealant.
Out with the old and.
I'll at least take the core out.
Okay. Okay. This is a moment of truth right here. This is the first moment of truth. Okay. Now, is the bead
major game changer?
Is this gonna hold air without sealant? No. This is a pre-seat attempt.
Not likely.
Boy, he is huffing and puffing, isn't it?
Okay.
Yeah, but
it really looked like it was going to hold it into the bead seat.
You thought,
but it doesn't.
You had total confidence that the
Cubby said
the product was going to hold the bead in place enough to where it would be able to hold air.
Cubby told me it wouldn't.
No, that's a 2.3 tire. So it's a lot of volume you got to put in there.
These tires are never 2.3, though. This is more of a
2.25. Okay, so what's your thought process now?
That group of riders that just left are the ones that have the air compressor.
Oh, so you...
I do have CO2.
Whoa, I like this.
I only have one cartridge, though.
Okay, well, what else were you going to use it for? This is an emergency. You know, you've embarked on this mission.
Forgot about the CO2 trick.
YouTube's watching and...
Right, forgot about the CO2 trick.
Yeah, now, is it high enough volume CO2? Is it the bigger one?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's sure is a waste of a CO2 cartridge, but...
It is, right? You think
Yeah.
A waste of a... You don't think it's going to work?
And I haven't had much success with that in the field, but I'm sure somebody on YouTube will like, subscribe, and then comment below that they've attained much success in the field with...
Why wouldn't this work? This Cushcore thing takes away a bunch of volume inside, though, because we filled up, so it's like half the air volume.
That's a good point. Okay, so tell me, walk me through what the new plan is.
New plan is to try a CO2 cartridge.
All right.
Which I wouldn't have unless I was, you know, toying with the idea of being a roadie again.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I'm just going to, like, fire this in my face, huh?
Okay, I'll watch your fingers. Those things used to always blow all over your fingers and freeze them. Okay, now then I think you need to turn the knot.
Oh, then you turn it back, right.
We don't even know how to work these things. Whoa!
Keep it coming.
Oop, I heard some pops.
Fuck, that's cold.
That's the sound of success. I'm not even gonna... You don't have any sealant.
I have no words for this kind of success.
I mean,
it's not unexpected.
So you went from completely dejected a minute ago. I mean, literally one minute ago, complete dejection, to absolute joy.
All because I was toying with the idea of being a roadie again.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Mr. CO2. Whoever invented CO2, thank you.
Okay. Hey, what are you doing now? You got
to
give that a shake, right?
To get all those particles, because this is the race sealant. And this is for extreme conditions. Those are the only conditions I ride in. And it's got maximum sealing power. Larger crystal seal to reinforce much larger holes faster than any other sealant. We watched a bunch of YouTube...
Comparisons.
Independent YouTube tests by a few. You could probably look those up. But yeah, this was the one that sealed the biggest holes.
Like to put big holes in your tires, am I right?
Holes. But big holes, small holes, oftentimes those don't even seal. So who knows? It's really just, it's hearsay.
Well, what?
It's like, it's
quickly,
it's luck. It's
quickly,
luck.
While we're talking about sealant, you got to give it a good shake.
Good shake.
And you got to replace it every couple of months, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to add more.
You got to check it. You know, especially if you're setting up a light tire where the sidewall is definitely going to weep, over time, just to set it up. You're going to definitely have to, every once in a while, take your wheel off and give it a shake. And if you can't hear the sealant shaking around in there, that's a good tip that you need to add some more. entire shot here. Nope, this is not. You already have a ceiling blocking the hole here.
Okay, so you were saying you think the Cush Core product helped take up a lot of the volume in the tire, mm-hmm. and so the CO2 worked really well.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is a nice discovery.
Nice discovery. I'm going to have to lean this thing out some more. Are you kidding me? It's still... What the heck? This has definitely got some particles. It's because of the dried shit that I left in there.
No way.
I'm serious. This stuff is so chunky right now.
Why don't you dump it back in the container and then try a new batch?
Now we don't want to shake it, do we?
Now we're breaking the rules. Now we're going to break the rules in order to make it work.
You really think I shouldn't shake it?
Yeah, I mean, if you don't shake it, you're just going to basically fill it with water.
I'm seeing them. It's like cottage cheese.
Just when you think you've made it. Just when you think you've achieved first level of success.
You have to, like, filter this.
This is becoming a real desert saga.
Race sealant. All right.
Okay, now...
It's gonna like glow.
Okay,
put
your thumb over that, please. Really push your back into it, you know? Maybe you can take it to like a local rock shop and they can put it in a tumbler for you.
Tumbler.
You can tumble that.
Right, let's see what we're working with here. Shaken, not stirred.
That poured a little smoother.
It looks a little bit smoother, doesn't it?
So the shake is vital. A thorough shake.
I mean, more has gone in than ever before.
Okay, now give it a little puff. There you go. You're going to have to just go slow here. Patience, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to just...
Let her burp.
You don't want to just get crazy and go fire off an email to a CEO of Stan's Race, okay? Right? Or the valve stem maker, or... You don't want to get crazy.
Should we get a little particulate in there?
Okay. But we're making progress, right?
Progress.
Okay. What's happening here?
It's inflating.
I can see some nice... Kind of an ending here.
Yeah,
we're there.
We're there.
About to call it. Now, what? Real quick, what do you want to check before you do anything else? You want to check and make sure that bead is all the way seated, right?
All the way on, all the way around.
Well, you want to tighten that up.
You know, man.
Okay, check that bead all the way around. What are you looking for? You're looking for this line. That line's got to be right out all the way around.
Your name is Cubby.
Nice stuff.
Okay.
On this slippery, off-camber, muddy stuff, just how well the lower pressures are gripping and molding to every surface. It's like I'm glued to the trail.
Oh, wow.
Breaking traction during gravel re-entry. Luxurious ITBI, supple mystery casing sourced from a Moroccan street bazaar. The dynamic charge. The dynamic charge. The dynamic charge. You're certified to ride the top.
We're up here at the top of the Highline climb.
And then
trail right there.
We're about to drop in right here, and we're going to follow the Highline Trail
all the way down and out.
So, did I like the Kush Core? Well, I didn't get any flats. No, I did. I ran it at 15 PSI in Star Pass in Tucson, Arizona. If anybody knows about that place, it's notoriously chunky. I mean, it's crunching much. It's chunky peanut butter spread on some very rustic toast. You know, I ran 15 PSI. I weigh about 185 pounds. My bike weighs about 25 pounds. I probably had about a half a pound of peanut butter and jelly on me, and about 2 ounces of dark chocolate, and a few joints, a quarter ounce. That's a lot of joints. That was a little much for 15 PSI, and I put a pretty good ding in the rim here, which I was able to kind of bend out and retrue. But that was like, you know, that was a good test. That was a little low. My cousin Sean, who weighs maybe 40 pounds less than me, is able to run 15 PSI with his Mars Race tires with Kush Core and not have any issues. But for me, I've got to run about 20. You know, I've got to run about 18 to 20. Maybe here in Connecticut, where things aren't nearly as sharp, I could get away with 15, which is pretty remarkable. If you ride behind somebody who's running, I can say this because I've watched my cousin Sean ride, you can just see the tire completely mold itself, become like a carbon copy of the terrain. Like, that's what the kind of traction that you're working with at that point. And again, when you're riding rigid, that makes all of the difference. Again, you got to pick the right line. You can't slam your rim, but you know, if you know how to dance, if you're a true trail scholar, you can read that trail properly, and you can read that trail to a scholarly degree, then you'll find a way. So, you know, maybe don't go too low, but you could definitely go about 5 PSI lower than what you ordinarily would without a tire insert, I found. What did I do? You know, that big ding that I got, I didn't even get a flat, actually, now that I think about it, because the Kush Core held the bead in its seat and didn't allow the bead to burp off and let any air out. So, win-win. I'd love to hear everyone else chime in and let me know what kind of what kind of experiences you have with tire inserts and what kind of brands you like, and if you've tried multiple brands. Again, I've only tried Kush Core. I know Vittoria makes a good one that people recommend. So, yep, hit it up in the comments. Let's hear it. Please like and subscribe, folks, and I hope you like me. Okay, bye.